You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Brian Walsh stands accused of murdering and dismembering his wife, 39-year-old mother of three, Anna. Her body has never been found. Welcome to live coverage and analysis of one of the most chilling trials Massachusetts has ever seen. With FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of Break the Case, Kevin Linehan, host of Yellow Cottage Tales, and former prosecutor Margaret McLean, host of It's a Crime with Margaret McLean. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody out there in chat had a nice weekend. And of course, good morning to our panel here. I'll start with you, Kevin Linehan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Of course, doing very good. And yeah. I noticed, you have it up already. Good.
Yeah, I'm getting better, Kevin. I'm getting better.
You got it down now.
All right. No, not yet. Not yet. I'm trying. And hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited. Look, I'm in my red. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm hanging my wreaths. I'm doing my tree. I've already got my table fully decorated and ready to go for Christmas dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
Is today the December 24th?
I know. What day is it?
No, but you have to start early, you know, with Christmas. Plus, we just got done with Thanksgiving, so it's a total redo, right? My whole house was Thanksgiving with wreaths and, you know.
Yeah.
So now the Bounty, and now we're switching over to red and green colors. So red.
Jen is one of those people that always has it together.
Oh, that's great.
Always ahead of schedule and
I know
planning and.
And she looks so good. Look at her. I'm Monday morning is my worst. You know, I was like, but anyway, that's great. So, what's the latest? Jen just was on Court TV this morning talking about Anna Kepner. Want to give us a little update on that because I'm curious.
Yeah, you know, with the Anna Kepner case, there's some things trickling out, right? The FBI is not allowed. Agents can't disclose any information unless you want to receive the Red Shoe Award. I've talked about this before, you know, kept in the squad area and the violent crime squad. You even say two words to the media and you're going to get the Red Shoe Award, which is not a good award to get because it's usually followed up by a visit to the SAC's office. So you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to disclose anything. That's the rules. And so we're not hearing much, but what we are hearing is a lot that's coming out in the court battle for custody of the kids. So the 16-year-old, the sister, their daddy wants them back, especially in light of this. So he is using this, of course, as fodder to get his kids back. And I think he has a big leg to stand on. We're learning that the 16-year-old was given alcohol, was allowed to drink on the cruise. And this is the problem. It's complicated because he was on two different medicines. One as a sleep aid he was taking, another for ADHD. And the interaction of those medicines with alcohol is very concerning in terms of how it interplays. And then the fact that there were issues known about them, and yet they were allowed to sleep in the same room, not allowed, made to sleep in the same room, as opposed to just taking the girls and having them bunk with the parents and the boys could have been in the other room. So it seemed to be more about saving money than about Anna's security.
Yes.
I have to leave, ladies, and for a doctor's appointment, but I will be back within a half hour, I think. So I know you guys can hold down the fort. And,
I don't know. Do you think we can, Jen? Without him?
Yeah. You won't even miss me. I probably could have just ducked out. You might not have known I was gone.
No,
that's not true.
Evidence and logic being with us.
But yes. I'll miss the first half hour too, so I won't be able to hear it at the doctor's. But I will be back very shortly. So thank you very much, guys, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon, Kevin. Good luck.
See you soon.
Yeah. So. Please, I hope everybody in chat, the Anna Kepner case is very sad. If you don't know what it is, it's the young 18-year-old female who was on a cruise with her family and staying with her stepbrother and younger brother in a room, obviously, in, you know, what do you call those rooms on a cruise?
They're state rooms. That's what I call them.
Yeah, probably to save money. And the brother who was 16 had had quite a number of issues in the past. And of course she was on, her name is Anna. She was found dead under the bed with, you know, looks like she was strangled with a bar hold, and she was covered with life jackets and what, blankets or pillows or something. But just a gruesome scene altogether. And it's everybody's wondering why the stepbrother has not been arrested yet. It seems like there would be quite a bit of evidence against him. Why do you think that, Jen?
I think it's two reasons. I think, first of all, there is so much evidence to go through. In other words, all that video, because you can't just use the video in that short time frame. You have to use the video when they first came on the ship, everything they did leading up to the crime, and then after the crime, right? This happened when they were out at sea. So there's going to be a big gap between the time law enforcement, the FBI entered that cruise ship and what all went on after, all the times they went in and out of that cabin. And you combine that with the witnesses. Imagine how many potential witnesses could be on this cruise ship, and they all need to be interviewed. So between the video and also the digital information from their cell phones, again, going far back. A lot of times you really, to build a case like this, you need to find out what the dynamic was between these two individuals that could lead to somebody literally strangling somebody to death with a bar hold. And again, that's what the autopsy has revealed. I say that because somebody is rendered unconscious within seconds, you know, some several seconds, some just a few seconds. But it's after that, the amount of pressure, the amount of force, and the amount of time to actually kill somebody with this move. This is the move we taught in the FBI. We call it the carotid hold. It's called a lot of different holds. But it's just horrific, Margaret.
Oh, I know. I really feel for that. God, it must have been horrible. What a horrible struggle. And she, I imagine she was trying to scream. And it's amazing he was able to get away with it. I mean, I think he did it. But, you know, obviously, we don't know. But Evan,
he was taken off the ship, you might have heard, right after the crime for mental evaluation because he apparently had some sort of panic attack, anxiety attack after, which, of course, also leads to a possible conclusion of him understanding what he did and what he did was very wrong and the consequences thereof. That would lead to such an attack. I think that will all be used to some degree, consciousness of guilt. Mm-hmm. But the FBI has to decide whether they're going to keep the case or whether they're going to transfer it to the local authority. I can tell you 90%+ of the time this goes over to the local jurisdiction. But they've got to have a hearing on that. The Federal Delinquency Act is going to be at play here. And so there's a lot of things to be decided and meanwhile, we have somebody capable of that that's still on the streets. It's just really concerning.
Oh, yeah. And why 90% of the time does it go to the local jurisdiction instead of being kept with the FBI in federal court?
So we just federally, we just don't have the processes. For instance, there's no federal juvenile detention facilities. When you look at juvenile law, It really focuses on rehabilitation. It focuses on getting this person squared away so they can enter society as an adult and, you know, not be any issues. And that is just not the system that the federal system is geared for. The federal system is geared for punishment. It's geared for adults. And everything surrounding it is about adult. But they could, and they do sometimes in egregious situations, they can decide to move it and charge him as an adult. They may do that. I will be surprised. He's only 16, no criminal record, nothing like this in his past. I would be very surprised to see him move to an adult adjudication here.
Even if they transfer it to the local authorities, meaning, you know, the state of Florida, you don't think they would transfer a 16-year-old to be tried as an adult?
I think it's more likely in their system. In other words, I think that could be possible. Mm-hmm. But in the federal system, okay. I mean, we all know in the federal system is FBI agents. They do not like mess. And I'll tell you where this really came into play for me. I worked gangs for 6 years on the streets with the gang unit and charged everything I did federally. Everything I was involved in was federal. And I tell you, when it came to those juveniles, if they were committing the same crime, we parsed those out. And that was handled by my fellow gang detectives. And then I took the adults to be adjudicated. So something we just really don't mess with. It's very unusual.
Okay, that's very interesting. Another thing we have in common, by the way, besides tennis and, of course, true crime, is back when I was an assistant DA back in Lawrence, I was in charge of the juvenile gang unit for a while up there, which was pretty significant. So I did a lot of that work as well. And Lawrence, Mass. Is a very, very high crime, high drug area. So, yeah, another thing we have in common. And back then, we were allowed as assistant DAs, we went on ride-alongs. So I went on ride-alongs with the undercover guys. And I don't know if they, the stuff we did was crazy. So I don't know if they would do that now.
Yeah, it's very unusual. Certainly it wasn't unusual. Well, first of all, in the federal system, you're not going to see that happen ever. No. But I will say that, for instance, on the cruise ship homicide that I was involved in when I was in the Virgin Islands, when we locked that down and began that investigation, the first person we called was the prosecutor in the jurisdiction in the Virgin Islands, the assistant United States attorney. And he was in our command post, and we closely consulted with him on our decision making. So some U.S. attorneys and assistant United States attorneys, U.S. attorneys are typically figureheads. They don't even handle cases. They parse that down to their assistants. But a lot of them like to be involved with kind of the investigative side of things. And so we certainly, you know, welcomed that when it was a safe environment, but certainly not on any undercover or any police role. Would be way too dangerous.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wow, what a career you had. My God. How long were you with the FBI?
25 years.
Oh my God.
And 25 years is it's a long time. And 28 years as a federal agent. So you can get a lot done in 28 years. It's packed. And I didn't get married till way late. And then I didn't have children till way later. So I was really sadly a Betty Bureau. That's what they called us, you know, truly married to the FBI, and everything I did was FBI.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that's I can't imagine, but you look so young. To me, you know, looking at you, you look,
I wish I felt great. That. Yeah.
So I'm like, wow.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's you got to stay active. Yeah. You got to stay active. And I know you do. So that's one. Oh, I see my son's in the chat. So my son, who is going to come with me this morning to get the Christmas tree. It's our tradition. Good morning. Good morning, Dave. See Dave and Ellen Productions over there in the chat. That's my son. So, yeah.
That is,
and he's studying cybersecurity. So he's, someday he'll have to be a guest on all that stuff too.
You know, that is so interesting. So I just booked, everybody, please mark your calendars. First of all, I'm so behind. I've been traveling for a week. I literally just got back last night. And so it's been a whirlwind, and I have so much to get out. I'm working on a lot of really interesting bookings, but I just booked Cameron Malin. If you look him up right now, he's in London teaching. He was the head of our cyber profiling unit, behavioral science unit, yeah. But on the cyber side, he was the first to really develop the nexus between understanding profiling, if you will, the behaviors of criminals as it comported to what they were doing on their electronics, their searches, their air. You know, he's absolutely brilliant. And his wife is equally as brilliant. And she worked in the FBI for over 20 years, child cases, exploitation cases, child trafficking cases. I'm going to have her on too. But I have Cameron slated for February 16th. Please,
okay. Writing that down.
Everything there is about
put it in chat.
Digital, and I can't wait for that episode. It's going to be great.
What time is it?
We haven't set a time. We need to book it. I always try to do 5 o'clock Eastern.
Yep. So
ask Cameron about that, but at least we have a day plugged in.
Okay, good. I'm putting that in chat.
Thank you, Margaret. Yeah.
So February 16th, watch Jen's channel, Break the Case. And what's the expert's name again?
His name's Cameron Malin. And he's, if you look him up,
how do you spell the last name? M-I-L.
I think it's actually M-A-Y-L-E-N, I believe.
Okay. I just put it in the chat. Yeah. I would love to watch that. And I know my son would love to watch that as well. So we will definitely be tuned in on February 16th. I'll have to put an alert on my phone. That's awesome.
M-A-L-I-N. And he was a former prosecutor, a federal assistant United States attorney in Miami before he came over to the FBI. He was sort of inspired by 9/11 and came over. He has more degrees than you can shake a stick at, but I think y'all will love him. He's super funny And oh, he's such a nerd by his own admissions, but he's just, I'm kind of in awe on him, I'm not going to lie. And when you look at his background, it's amazing. I also circled back this week with Amanda Knox. I'm very excited about that interview. She's on a respite right now from doing interviews publicly, but she's hopeful that after the first of the year.
Oh, that would be great. We'll all tune in into that as well. I love your interviews. You do such a great job on your channel. So for everyone in chat, make sure you follow Break the Case with FBI Jen Coffendaffer. So it's an excellent channel. Go subscribe now while we're just waiting here looking at the fan if you haven't already subscribed. So at least I've got the fan running and it says day six. Can't believe we're in day six of this trial. Let's see, last week was great. As a recap, I thought that the most interesting part was William Fastow, the guy she was having an affair with. So the whole issue, did Brian Walsh know about that affair based on the last bit of cross-examination? The Tipton was able to get out of the investigator on the stand that there was no evidence from the electronic devices that Brian knew about the affair. So that was one of the last things we saw. But I imagine my guess would be he somehow found out and he got in a rage and he killed her. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I think that was certainly a motive. And I think for him, it was even beyond just the personal piece of it. Obviously, we know it was super personal, right, for him to do everything that he's even admitted to doing. But I think beyond that, when you look at the money, she was the breadwinner making a huge salary. She was the one that had purchased that other home. So a lot of what they owned was there. He was the one that was in all sorts of a financial bind. I mean, he was basically leaning on his mother to support their house in Cohasset.
Yep.
And he was in trouble with the Bureau. Federally for his scamming with the artwork.
Yep.
He also scammed his father after death.
Yeah.
And stole from him. I mean, this was a guy, he's really a family annihilator is how I look at it. But thank God he didn't take the children. So many of these people, when the world is crashing in, they don't just take the wife, they take the kids. So for me, I think it was more complicated than just the fact he knew about the affair. I think he knew about the affair. Look, she probably wasn't having sex with him. That's why he's on Pornhub. I mean, when she's having affairs, they're not screwing their spouse, they're screwing their lover. And so, and then you can just tell, right? She was on the phone with him all the time. She's always texting. She's not spending Thanksgiving with her own family. She's with him. So of course he knew. Come on, anybody in chat who's married, you would know if your spouse is having an affair.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I think so too. And there was that weird phone call where he called on Christmas Day and they were actually at dinner together. So he had an inkling that they were together. So ask Jen if there's any update on the Sebastian missing child case. I don't know that one. Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
gosh.
That's my out of every missing case. And, I know I cover a lot, but Sebastian Rogers, that's my boy. He went missing back in Tennessee. It's been now 2 years. It's just horrible. Coming up on 2 years. His birthday was yesterday, December 7th. He would have been 17. He went missing at 15. So when we come around to the beginning of next year, he went missing February 25th, 2 years ago. And yeah, I'm angry about that case. I think that there are a lot of issues in that case. I think there are suspects in that case, but it's going to be a hard case to make. I mean, look, they got a search warrant to search a landfill. You are never going to convince me that that is a normal and usual search. Been there, done that. It's not normal. It's not usual. And you have to show probable cause that you can find a indicia of the crime or the body there that you believe that to have happened. Never been on camera. He's never seen leaving people. So what happened to him?
Yeah, I had to look that up. I don't know much about that case. So
if you look in my Break the Case, I actually still have it at the top. I have like 5 episodes.
But I will.
No breaking news on that, just more silence and more Summer Wells answers.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's sad. How old was he again?
He was 15. He was autistic, very high functioning though, Margaret.
That's right. I have heard about this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sad. Gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well, here we are. Let's see if I can make this bigger. Hold on.
You're getting good at this, Margaret.
Well, don't speak yet. Let's see. Oh, gosh, I made it bigger. Okay. It's good to practice it. Yeah, gee, I made it bigger without Kevin here to explain. Now, I imagine they don't have the sound on. Let me go back to the thing and see if they... Yeah, I've got my sound all the way up, so they must not have theirs yet.
Yeah.
Maybe they're better.
Bringing him in and things.
Yeah. There he is. Court looks more crowded this morning than it was when I was there.
I'm so glad you went, Margaret. It's just valuable to look at the jurors, kind of see what they're thinking a little bit by their reactions and how they're leaning and if they're taking notes. And so
I may go again this week. We'll see. I've got to do it. So I like to go when I have to do the NBC show because the courtroom's not that far from their studios. So, you know, I'd like to get a feel for the jury, go to court, talk to people, and then sort of take a little respite, figure out what I'm going to say, and then get on at 7. So I hang out in the area. But so we'll see. It's Thursday that I'll be on the NBC show. So
is the NBC show your local network there? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Channel 10. They've been really, it's a great show. It's after the evening news. So it's called Commonwealth Confidential. And it's on, you know, it's 7 o'clock, right when everybody's just still watching the evening news. And let's see what's on next. Oh, there's Margaret. So it's really, it's a good spot to have, which I enjoy. And I like the crew over there too. So a big shout out. Yeah, big shout out to Commonwealth Confidential.
You know, the local channel that long ago, actually the very beginning of this case, WBZ and Christina Rex, she contacted me, oh my gosh, right after this murder happened. And I did so many segments with her, WBZ on that. And then, of course, Reed. And then now there's a couple other cases that they contact me. So I do a little bit of local work there.
That's great.
In Massachusetts, which is kind of fun.
You are unmuted.
Yeah.
All right.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.